From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama is making the case that the bailout of U.S. automakers was necessary and is putting people back to work. As Michigan Radio's Sarah Hewlett reports, the president spoke today to auto workers at a Chrysler plant in Detroit.
The president says the decision to provide government loans to Chrysler and General Motors has paid off and proved skeptics wrong.
Last year, many thought this industry would keep losing jobs, as it had for the better part of the past decade. Today, U.S. automakers have added 55,000 jobs since last June, the strongest job growth in more than 10 years in the auto industry.
The Obama administration spent about $60 billion to assist GM and Chrysler through bankruptcy. Both companies have partially repaid their loans, and GM is expected to make an initial public offering of shares in the new company later this year. That could help the government recoup some of its investment. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hewlett in Detroit.
The next stage in permanently killing the damaged oil well in the Gulf of Mexico is on hold. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says storms following Hurricane Bonnie stirred things up in Gulf waters, creating some unexpected work.
Development Driller 3, which is a drill rig, is right now clearing out some debris that was found at the bottom of the well bore. Caused by the storm passage. They're clearing that out right now.
The so-called static kill, or pumping mud into the top of the well, was scheduled to begin Sunday. Allen says it'll be postponed by at least 24 hours. Meanwhile, federal officials say they may reopen some federal fishing waters in the Gulf in a few days. Fish samples are being tested in preparation. But as NPR's Tovia Smith reports, fishermen are asking BP for a little financial help to help cover their risks when they go back to work.
Getting back onto the water is only half the battle for fishermen in the Gulf. They're worried the public might not be quite willing to dig into what they catch. So Yul Smith of the Louisiana Seafood Promotion and Marketing Board is asking BP to help prop up the market by giving fishermen an extra 30 cents on the dollar for whatever fish they catch.
They're afraid they're going to get stuck with it or have to sell it at a price that doesn't make sense for them financially. There's just so many uncertainties.
Smith says BP told them they're open to the idea, but won't decide until more waters reopen to fishing. Tovia Smith, NPR News, New Orleans.
Israel has launched airstrikes on targets in the Gaza Strip after a rocket attack from the Palestinian territory that exploded in the Israeli city of Ashkelon. Israel says it targeted a weapons manufacturing warehouse in Gaza. Witnesses in Gaza say four people were slightly injured. On Wall Street today, not much movement. The Dow fell 1 point to close at 10,465. The Nasdaq gained 3 points to close at 2254. The S&P rose a fraction to close at 1101. This is NPR. In hills north of Los Angeles, hundreds of firefighters battling the so-called Crown wildfire say they've contained 20% of the blaze. Some 2,000 structures are threatened. Meanwhile, hundreds of wildfires are raging in parts of Russia. At least 23 people have been killed. Russia is suffering through a record drought and the worst heat wave in more than a century. Northwest Airlines has agreed to pay $38 million to settle price-fixing allegations by the Justice Department. NPR's Kerry Johnson says it's the latest of several companies who've pleaded guilty in the scheme.
Prosecutors say a cargo unit at Northwest Airlines conspired to fix prices for international shipments. Executives at the cargo unit met with competitors to boost rates they charged to customers who wanted to send equipment and food across the world. The cargo unit no longer operates, and Northwest Airlines was bought by Delta 2 years ago. But aftershocks from the long Justice Department investigation continue to be felt. In all, 16 airlines have pleaded guilty to breaking antitrust laws by setting artificially high prices for cargo in flights between the U.S. and Japan. The companies have agreed to pay more than $1.6 billion in fines. Four airline industry executives pleaded guilty, and another man is facing charges. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Medical marijuana dispensaries in Colorado have until Sunday to apply for a new state license. If they miss the deadline, they can't stay in business. Among the new requirements to get a license, convicted felons cannot own pot businesses in the state. It's part of Colorado's effort to regulate the burgeoning business. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.